The Grand Admiral's new command room was two levels below the bridge, in a space that had once housed the former commander's luxury entertainment suite. When Pellion had found Thrawn, or rather, when the Grand Admiral had found him, one of his first acts had been to take over the suite and convert it into what was essentially a secondary bridge. A secondary bridge, meditation room, and perhaps more. It was no secret aboard the Chimera that since the recent refitting had been completed, the Grand Admiral had been spending a great deal of his time here. What was secret was what exactly he did during those long hours. Stepping to the door, Pellion straightened his tunic and braced himself. Perhaps he was about to find out.
"Captain Pellion to see Grand Admiral Thrawn,"
he announced.
"I have informed—"
The door slid open before he'd finished speaking. Mentally preparing himself, Pellion stepped into the dimly lit entry room. He glanced around, saw nothing of interest, and started for the door to the main chamber 5 paces ahead. A touch of air on the back of his neck was his only warning.
"Captain Pellion,"
a deep, gravelly, cat-like voice mewed into his ear. Pellion jumped and spun around, cursing both himself and the short, wiry creature standing less than 0.5 meters away.
"Blast it, Rook!" he snarled. "What do you think you're doing?"
For a long moment, Rook just looked up at him, and Pellion felt a drop of sweat trickle down his back. With his large, dark eyes, protruding jaw, and glistening needle teeth, Rook was even more of a nightmare in the dimness than he was in normal lighting. Especially to someone like Pellion, who knew what Thrawn used Rook and his fellow Nogri for.
"I'm doing my job,"
Rook said at last. He stretched his thin arm almost casually out toward the inner door, and Pellion caught just a glimpse of the slender assassin's knife before it vanished somehow into the Nogri's sleeve. His hand closed, then opened again, steel wire muscles moving visibly beneath his dark gray skin.
"You may enter."
"Thank you,"
Pellion growled. Straightening his tunic again, he turned back to the door. It opened at his approach, and he stepped through into a softly lit art museum. He stopped short just inside the room and looked around in astonishment. The walls and domed ceiling were covered with flat paintings and planics, a few of them vaguely human-looking, but most of distinctly alien origin. Various sculptures were scattered around, some freestanding, others on pedestals. In the center of the room was a double circle of repeater displays, the outer ring slightly higher than the inner ring. Both sets of displays, at least from what little Pellion could see, also seemed to be devoted to pictures of artwork. And in the center of the double circle, seated in a duplicate of the Admiral's chair on the bridge, was Grand Admiral Thrawn. He sat motionlessly, his shimmery blue-black hair glinting in the dim light, his pale blue skin looking cool and subdued, and very alien on his otherwise human frame. His eyes were nearly closed as he leaned back against the headrest, only a glint of red showing between the lids.